This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump's oldest son, Donald Trump Jr., has tested positive for the coronavirus. That's according to a spokesman. The spokesman said Trump Jr. has been completely asymptomatic since testing positive earlier this week. He said Trump Jr. is following all medically recommended COVID-19 guidelines. The United States has seen increases of coronavirus cases over the past several weeks, with numerous one-day records set and quickly broken. On Thursday, the U.S. registered another daily record, almost 188,000 new cases. Coronavirus infections in the United States are moving toward the 12 million mark. That's according to data from Johns Hopkins University Resource Center. The U.S. has more coronavirus cases than any other country and also the world's largest death toll, with more than a quarter of a million fatalities. Earlier Friday, U.S. pharmaceutical company Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech said they have filed for emergency authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, to use their COVID-19 vaccine, saying they are poised to begin distribution within hours of receiving authorization. The companies say the vaccine has an effectiveness rate of 95%. U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar said Friday that the FDA could make a decision about emergency use for the vaccine candidate within weeks. On Thursday, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and an alliance of three professional medical groups released separate statements urging Americans to stay home for next week's Thanksgiving celebrations. That's typically a time for families to gather in large groups and share a meal and some recreation. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.